You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recent advice to the government suggested that the cost of international carbon credits to meet New Zealand's climate obligations might be as high as $23.7 billion by 2030. I asked climate scientist Crevin Trenberth how carbon credits work.
Do they work? So one of the ways of addressing climate change is to put a price on carbon. And I'm not an expert on exactly how the New Zealand system works, but there is a plan to put a price on carbon, and there are certain credits that are given out by the government, or there has to be payments to the government in order to be able to emit into the atmosphere various kinds of emissions of carbon dioxide and perhaps methane. And very much related to all of that kind of thing.
What is the positive of this system? Can they do good?
Well, the issue with burning coal, for instance, is that all of the downstream costs, both in terms of air pollution, air quality, and in terms of the tremendous damage that is showing up more and more with climate change, is not included in the cost of burning the coal. And so the idea of emissions costs and a price on carbon is to try to build that in and therefore properly price the cost of burning coal relative to, say, hydroelectric power or solar or wind or other forms of power, geothermal power that we have in New Zealand. It's not going very well, I don't think, at the moment. And, you know, if there are fees or costs to emitting, what happens to that money? How is it used? And one of the things which ought to be a part of all of this conversation is the cost of so-called adapting to climate change, building resilience, and making sure that we can deal with all of the consequences of climate change in a much better fashion. And these things don't seem to be very well linked in New Zealand either.
I'd like to focus on a recent report from government officials that suggested that if New Zealand relied on carbon credits to meet its emissions targets, it would need a considerable number of overseas carbon credits, and that there was a risk that it might face a $24 billion bill. I think that was a number that was put on it by an independent climate scientist, but the official said it was very uncertain. Could you talk us through why it could be that much?
Carbon. The report says that if the price of carbon was $41, then the current policy projection emissions would cost $4.2 billion, and at $95 for the carbon price, it would be $9.9 billion, and then at $227 for the carbon price, it would be 23.7. That's your $24 billion. And so it does depend on the price of carbon as to how much this costs. But it also depends on how you adopt this whole business of mitigating and cutting down on emissions. And I have to say, it makes absolutely no sense to me to do this so-called offshore mitigation. And one reason for that is because you've got no control over it. The money is just going elsewhere. Maybe it is reducing emissions, but maybe it's not. A lot of it goes into things like growing trees, and trees are only a temporary fix. They do not solve the problem. They're not a real mitigation, in my view, and that's true in growing trees in New Zealand as well. And yet there are so many things that we could do in New Zealand. There are some things that are very hard to do in New Zealand. It's hard to reduce methane because that comes from livestock. It comes from dairy cows, even deer. And so there are small gains. There's some gains that can be made, maybe at the 5%, maybe even up to 10% level eventually. But it's not huge unless you start cutting down the number of livestock. And that has consequences for the export industry and for food for people, and that's not a desirable outcome. So I don't think that's where we're going to make the gains, but the gains have to be made in terms of things like transportation, and this relates to things like the tax on gasoline, which was reduced I think it needs to go back up, and there needs to be a price. And of course, people say, well, yeah, that really hurts the poor people. But, you know, we don't have an adequate system in New Zealand for mass transportation. And so this relates to buses. And you look around Auckland and you see, well, so many of the buses are missing because there's not enough drivers. And the whole of the public transport system needs to be made cheaper so that it's available to everyone, and it needs to work. And it has a payoff down the way. You know, what we really have to do is stop all of these tens of thousands of cars coming into Auckland every morning and going back out again, and cutting down on the emissions from the Huntly Power Station, and building a lot more solar power across the country. That's one place where New Zealand is so far behind, and yet a small change in government policy could make a huge difference there by insisting something like net metering is what it's called, and it relates to electric companies being required to pay anyone who has solar on the roof of their house the same price per kilowatt hour that they generate and feed into the grid as to what they charge. And at the moment, the companies like Genesis will pay you 8 cents a kilowatt hour if you generate electricity using solar power and feed it into the grid, and then they charge you over 30 cents, something like 35 cents a kilowatt hour. That disparity is enormous, and it's ridiculous, and it's a huge ripoff by all of the electric companies, quite frankly. And what needs to happen is that solar power and wind power are both intermittent. They have to be coupled much more strongly to hydropower. And if we've devoted resources to doing that kind of thing and build a better electric system for New Zealand, things that would have a huge payoff, and they benefit us directly within New Zealand.
If you had nearly $24 billion to try and sort out New Zealand by 2030, what would you spend it on?
I would probably spend most of it on trying to anticipate the damage that and the consequences of climate change that we've seen. And so the Gabrielle and all of the damage that occurred, and the coastal erosion and the exposure of far too many people who have built in places where they should not have built in the first place, that's a big issue for New Zealand, and I would probably spend more of it in trying to fix those kind of problems and make the whole of the community a lot more resilient to all of the climate change impacts that are surely coming. We mentioned before there are some other things that definitely should be in place, and one of them is a price on carbon, which money that comes from that should be used in trying to support things like public transportation changes and the way in which we do things.
That was climate scientist Kevin Trenberth speaking on carbon credits.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.